The buzzing of thousands of bees may make some of you a little nervous, but a new experience in Blaketown is proving to be the opposite. The Honeybee Healing Hut is a place where you can lie down and meditate over the hives of thousands of bees as they work away making honey. It's a new concept that beekeeper Nicole Russell came up with in an attempt to keep the bees safe for the winter, and I paid a visit to the hut to find out more.
Right now, we're inside the hut, and I'm just about to go outside and take the covers off of the hives. The bees have their own entrance, and they can only come into their own hive. They're double screened, so they can't get into this hut at all, and they can't get in under the bed, only into their hive. I keep the covers on because they want to maintain a certain temperature in the hive, and when the covers are off, obviously, that's a little bit more difficult to maintain their own temperature. Now, the amount of time that I have it off, it's all good. It's really warm in here, so it's you know, all good. But as soon as I take the covers off, the noise is going to ramp up. So yeah, my name is Nicole Russell. I started this bee hut business. I've been a beekeeper this is my seventh year. Last spring, I had seven hives, and we opened up the hives, and I had lost five of the seven hives. And it was devastating. Like, it was just devastating. I mean, you put so much into, you know, keeping them and making sure they're going to survive the winter, and to open them up and, you know, them to be dead was just devastating. So I went down this rabbit hole. How do I keep the bees safe through this cold and wet winter? And Newfoundland is cold and wet, and, you know, probably going to be cold and wet forever. So the rabbit hole told me that people were putting beehives in sheds, and I thought, okay, make a shed for your bees, and you know, you keep them safe. Then in the springtime, you take them out and you put them back in the wintertime. And then the deeper I kind of went, no, there's sheds that actually have, you know, the doors on the outside so that the bees can come and go into their own hives. And then I found, oh, you know, people have been actually lying on hives in Europe, like just straight across hives for hundreds of years. And bee therapy has probably existed as long as humans have existed. And I thought, well, this is great. This is me helping them and them helping us. And what a great, you know, what a great symbiotic relationship that could be. And so that's how it started. So I wanted it to be a little cozy. I kind of was thinking I wanted it to look like a little stage. And so I wanted it to be bright and colorful and maybe the same size as a little stage. And I wanted the ceiling to be vaulted. I wanted there to be wood and it to look a bit rustic. I wanted to use this old door that I found from a house in New Harbor. Solid wood, so heavy I had to have like help to lift it. When you park, you come in and it looks like a little sea shack, and there's a little veranda and little window boxes with flowers. You come in to this beautiful, it's almost like a little rustic hut, and there's a vaulted ceiling and these beautiful benches made of pine, and they smell so good. And these windows that look like honeycombs, and they overlook this field of fireweed and ragweed, which the bees love. So there's three kind of things that you have to, when you come in, you kind of like notice. There's the sound, the smell, and the vibration. So the sound, they vibrate, I think, between 100 and 400 hertz. It's suggested that we also vibrate at whatever. And when we lie on the beds, our body entrains with the vibration of the bees. Now, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I can't really say, but I do know that when I lie down on the bed, I can actually feel a little buzz in my fingers and in my toes. So there's something happening there. And there's this like little mini massage or a little mini vibration, I guess I'm feeling, And, you know, there's thousands of bees in those boxes. So they're just vibrating and moving, and you could feel it, right? And you can smell them. So what they're doing is they're fanning. They're constantly fanning to keep a certain temperature in the box. And as they're fanning, you know, when we breathe something in, we're taking it into our bodies. So when you're on the bed, you can smell this warm wax. You can smell the pollen. There's propolis that's coming out. There's pheromone that we're taking in. And we're breathing that all in. And that's supposed to be really good for your airways and your... It's supposed to be really good for, yeah, for your breathing. So that's the sound and the smells and the vibration that are key to this. The sounds, the smells, and the vibration. Yeah. So last summer, we kind of were thinking about it. So right after we had lost all the bees, that's when I started to think about, okay, what can we do? And so jumped really on the idea of right away thinking, we need a hut. How are we gonna do that? My aunt and her partner, Lloyd Daw, he is super good with building things, and he's a beekeeper also. So I partnered up with him, and we talked about the construction and how it would work and what would be the best way to, you know, access the hives. I wanted something that, I mean, sometimes my dad goes away to fish. And he leaves, you know, for maybe 3 weeks of the summer. And I need to get into these boxes and be able to lift them out and you know, and check them, make sure they're not swarming and whatever. And it needed to be constructed in a way that I could, you know, pull it out and, you know, with relative ease. And so they're built in under the bed, almost like in a kitchen drawer, where you can just kind of like just pull them straight out. And then you can take them and lift them off. He's even designed it so that when it's time to feed them, so you have to feed them sugar water when you take too much, you know, when you take honey in the fall, you know, you need to leave them with enough to get through the winter. So sometimes beekeepers will feed them sugar water at the end so that they get a little bit more reserve for themselves to last through the winter. We can even feed them underneath the beds. So you eliminate robbing by, you know, the hornets and ants and things that want the sugar water also. So all of it happens underneath the bed, which is really cool.
And so how many bees are in, like, so there's two hives, right? One on each side?
No. There's two hives
over each bed. Okay, yeah. So two hives over each bed.
So there's four queens. Yep. And thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of bees underneath you. Yeah.
Wow. All right. So I want to know, you talked a little bit about your experience lying down, but what was it like the first time you did that?
It was amazing. Yeah. Just really amazing. Even if you don't really buy into any of the health properties that this could potentially give you, you're lying on top of thousands of bees. You know, when can you ever get that close to, you know, to hives? When can you ever get that close to something so magnificent, really, you know? And when I first laid down, it wasn't only the smell. And I guess I'm a little bit more accustomed to it because I've been around the hives, you know, in the fall, especially when they start to bring in all the honey and it starts to smell like that earthy, warm, waxy, sweet kind of smell. So that hits you. And then I think what I didn't realize was how in sync they are. Like how, it's like, you know, being near a waterfall or like a fire, low fire, like crackling, or, you know, plugging in white noise to go to sleep. Like it's that, and it's so soothing. And again, like that little tingle that I feel in my hands, and maybe even a little breeze where they're fanning, especially on a warm day like this, you might even feel like a little bit of a breeze. Yeah, it's fabulous.
What have you noticed that's changed after lying down and listening to the bees?
I feel rejuvenated, like I've taken a really good nap, or I've meditated, you know, for 20 minutes, or... Yeah, it's that spa-like feeling, you know, like after you go get a massage, you feel like, yeah, that was really good. I really enjoyed that. I feel more relaxed. I feel calmer.
And so take me through, you know, someone, you know, wants to come here, what happens?
So I have two little locations. This is the hut, and across the street, I've built like a little shop. And in the shop, I wanted it to be bee-themed things. I'm an artist, so I have art that I wanted to put on display. And I thought people could come in there and register for the hut, you know, stay and look at some of the local artwork, as it's all local, and fabulous, fabulous artwork. So if somebody comes, they'll come over to the shop and sign a little waiver, you know, that says you're going into a hut that has thousands of bees. And then I'll walk them across the street and they'll come and take off their shoes. I have some pillows here for their head, you know, for the back of your head or underneath your legs, and an eye pillow. And there's also a wooden pillow structure, so you don't really even need to have anything under your head at all. I find it's really comfortable even just to lie down flat on the bed and be really close to the bees. Then I just say, okay, you know, you're going to stay in here for your time slot, and I'll be back when it's done. I'll tap on the door. You can get ready and come back over to the shop.
And how long is a session?
I was kind of going back and forth, like, how long would a good session be? And because it's so new, you know, I thought 20 minutes might be a good starting point. And maybe in the future, you know, when I gauge what people think, you know, do they think it's too short or too long, I could, you know, offer different times. But right now it's 20 minutes.
All right. Well, I guess it's time for maybe me to lie down on the bed.
Huh? Oh, 100%. Yeah, do it.
All right. So take off my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else I need to do?
Are you going to do a 20-minute session?
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
I'll try not to fall asleep.
Would you like a pillow?
Sure.
Every man so far that has been in has fallen asleep.
And I did not fall asleep, but I sure was relaxed. If you want to visit Nicole Russell and her honeybee healing hut, you can head down the main road in Blaketown to check it out, or just look up the honeybee healing hut online.